Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Sometimes young children and their caregivers really need to get out of the house and do something special. Taking a bus trip is an inexpensive outing that teaches many skills. It also chases away the left-behind feeling the first few months of school. In advance, call the bus service for a schedule, the closest bus stop, the cost, and the rules for snacks. Many companies have all the information online. If your local community does not have a bus, you might use public transportation when you visit a larger one. It is a cheap way to go exploring without the hassle of driving. Buses often pass museums and other community stops, but you can stay aboard and just ride the circuit for fun. Because objects may be zooming by, keep the activities simple. Depending upon the children's ages, look for objects of a certain color, count the number of white trucks or stop signs and traffic lights. Look for certain objects of color. Look for different shapes, like squares, rectangles, diamonds, trapezoids. You might also want to play a game spotting the letters and numbers that you see. Help teach simple economics by pointing out delivery trucks bringing goods to stores and explain that merchandise just doesn't magically appear on the shelves. It takes trucks to carry those oranges to the grocery store, and many people and hard work to get food and merchandise in stores. Look for police cars, workers, and package delivery trucks. Explain that people are really busy helping everybody out. Richard Scarry, a well-loved author, has written many funny books about communities and how people work together in them. Adults can teach a little geography and vocabulary, too. Point out hills, rivers, highways, and turns in the road, intersections, bridges. Think of all the great vocabulary you can add. Use a route map to show children where you are and track your progress. They have a lot of fun with that. When you return home, you might try to write a little book about your great day and show it to the children when they come home from school. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.org. I'm Iris Caters.